Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hey, 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 welcome back to our Straight Talk Solarcast. Actually, we have moved to a new platform called Anchor. And Jamie, what do you think?
So far, so good. I'm really excited that we'll be able to start getting back and recording podcasts more regularly. The solar business is constantly changing. There's always something new going on. And yeah, it's going to be great to get the opportunity to talk about it more.
Awesome. All right. So what do you got for us today?
So something new that's happened in the solar business is called community choice aggregation. And what this is most utilities have a mandate to get more renewable sources of electricity generation. And what they've done is they've gone to utilities like PG&E, and they are now supplying a lot of the power for residential and commercial that come from renewable energy sources. This in turn has saved customers about 3% on their electricity bill. And then it's also helped the utilities get more compliant with the renewable energy solutions.
Ah, so that's what that MCE notice I got in the mail last year, telling me I have to choose.
Correct. It's MCE stands for Marin Clean Energy. And there's lots of different ones out there, but most cities or counties, they select the company that they're going to go with. And why this is relevant to solar customers is that they have different rules and different benefits for residential and commercial building owners or property owners when they go solar. Let me give you a quick example. So currently with PG&E and a customer goes solar, they go into an annual true-up, which means during the summer they should overproduce and in the winter they would underproduce. And with PG&E, they net that for the entire year. Well, what happens, unfortunately, is people are busy and they don't always check their electricity bills. And sometimes people, and this happens a lot when somebody buys a new home and they have solar on it, is they kind of assume that the solar is unlimited power. And so they may run the air conditioning a lot more. They might buy an electric car. But the solar has a finite amount of production. And when someone exceeds that production, they get charged from PG&E. Mm-hmm. When it's on a monthly basis, you can kind of stay current with it and move your electricity usage down or adjust it if necessary. But a lot of times, people will have it on auto pay and they accumulate a pretty large true-up bill by the end of the year. And we've seen customers in the $4,000, $6,000, $7,000 range. And it's never at a good time when that bill comes. And so one of the really nice things with MCE or Marin Clean Energy is they go into a monthly billing. And so if a customer is at a credit amount at the end of the month, they get a credit. And then if they're at a debit amount, they get a bill. And it's very nice that way because that eliminates that $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 true-up risk that has happened. And so that's one of the big benefits of going with MCE. All of the PG&E customers were automatically enrolled, and so a customer has to physically opt out of that program. And so for solar customers, another huge benefit for that solar customer is that when they overproduce on their system and they're with PG&E, PG&E at the end of the year at that true-up period, if they end up with a credit amount, PG&E then discounts that to the wholesale rate, which is right now 2.9 cents per kilowatt hour. And in the summertime, they're paying about 40 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's a pretty significant difference. Mm. And it doesn't really make a lot of financial sense to overproduce on the solar panel system. But with Marin Clean Energy, And all these are different between the different community choice aggregation companies. So make sure to check which one, if you are enrolled in one. But with Marin Clean Energy, they will pay 14 cents per kilowatt hour for the overproduction, which is excellent. I'd say fair. It's better than the 2.9 cents that PG&E pays. So
before I was getting 2 cents back credit, and now I'm going to be getting 14 cents back with MCE.
That's correct.
Woo!
Yeah. So two big benefits, like I said, of the overproduction at 14 cents and then the monthly billing, which we also like on the solar side, because once someone goes solar and then they get that $5,000 true up bill, they're not calling PG&E screaming. They're calling us. And so we've developed an app that tracks their true up. But again, if they're too busy to check with PG&E or check their bills, they're kind of too busy to check an app as well. And so we think this is a great evolution, and we're hoping that more and more cities and counties kind of go with these community choice aggregation plans.
So are there any downfalls or any bad points about the MCE or about these organizations or?
Not that we've seen, and they're relatively new. But we haven't heard any real complaints about them because they're still using the PG&E billing. They're still using the PG&E meters. There's really, other than, being something new, we're really not seeing the downside for our solar clients. So we're definitely encouraging our clients to not opt out of them. And we're encouraging them to opt in if they've opted out. And especially on the solar side, we think there's another one called East Bay Clean Energy, and they're actually paying retail rates for overproduction.
What?
up to $2,500 a year. So that is pretty significant. And so what that means is East Bay Clean Energy, they're in Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, San Lorenzo. And so in those areas, those homes tend to be pretty small, 1,100 to 1,400 square feet. So their electricity bills are pretty small, anywhere from $30 to $60 a month. Hmm. So it hasn't really made a lot of financial sense for those customers to go solar. But now, if they can make, $50 to $60 a month on their roof by installing solar panels, and now their roof is being put to work, that's kind of a game changer.
Wow.
And now if you have a business, and you have available roof space, say you own a self-storage in one of those cities, well, now your roof can actually be put to work. And now it's not a cost center as much as it is now a revenue center. And as long as the sun comes up, they're making money. And so it's kind of a no-brainer. It's not going to make millions, of course, because it's capped at 2,500, but it's still better than nothing.
Is it capped at 2,500? Is it capped at 2,500 per structure or per PG&E bill? Is there
per
any
account.
Way to per account? Okay, so you can't have five buildings next to each other, or I guess you could. I don't know.
Of course, yeah, you definitely could.
Wow, that's great.
Yep.
How can we get that over here where I'm at? Out with the MCE.
Yep, MCE will pay the 14 cents, and I believe it's unlimited. But again, we're still pretty new in this process, but we are just overjoyed at the elimination of this true-up anxiety that we get with clients who, go solar and then don't check it again and run the air conditioning like there's no tomorrow and end up with a massive bill. And then they get very frustrated because they wanted to go solar so they couldn't.
Yeah.
Their electricity, but it's certainly not unlimited and they will definitely pay for that. And it's not a great feeling for sure. So we're really excited that that is going to be mitigated.
Awesome. All right. Any other final thoughts on this topic?
No, I think that's good. Again, check anyone listening to this. If you don't have community choice aggregation, you can contact your city council or county supervisors and let them know that you are interested in having them consider this. You may see it come up for ballot. And certainly go to the city halls and encourage these city officials to listen to this podcast because we've in California have been through this already. So far, so good. And we're kind of waiting for the shoe to drop, but I know shoes are dropping and it's been more than a year. So,
wow,
it's going pretty good.
Sounds like a win, win, and another win. Wow.
Not bad. Not
awesome.
Bad.
Great. Solar energy. Awesome. All right, Jamie. We're going to wrap it up here. And if you guys have any other questions that need to be answered, please send us an email. You'll find all the information in our show notes. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Have a happy day. Bye.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.